the book of Luke, Acts chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 7. Okay. And the words of the Lord spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And in great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. The number of the disciples multiplied. This is the third important reason due to their reorganization. They separate the administration work from the ministerial work. After the separation, the disciples can devote themselves in prayer and preaching, while the seven ordained the servant can in charge of distributing the food, and everybody have their own job to do, and the Holy Work start to prosper. So this is one of the ways that the church should consider to separate the work to everybody according to their gift, and everybody working together, and the church can grow. If the church work only fall upon a few person's shoulder, then you can see a few person almost burn out, and most of the majority did not do anything, then it's very difficult for the church to grow. So this is provide us a model we have to learn. And chapter 6 onwards, talking about the first martyrdom, Stephen, from chapter 6, verse 8 onwards to chapter 7. Okay, we analyze the whole chapter, we can come up with a conclusion that Stephen was a person who had the seven virtues. We can say the seven fullness of Stephen. Let's see chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Stephen, who was a person who had great faith, full of faith. The second, he was full of power. And the third, he was full of wisdom. Verse 10. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. So he was full of wisdom, the spiritual wisdom. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit, verse 3 and verse 8. And from chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 50, Stephen, without looking at the Old Testament, without looking at the note, he delivered a speech. And the speech, in the speech, he tell the history of the Israelite in detail. So we know that he was a person full of knowledge. And Stephen was a person full of good reputation. Chapter 6, verse 3. And Stephen was the person who was full with love. So if we want to ask a question, how do you define the fullness of Holy Spirit? To be filled by the Holy Spirit, how do you define? gems? How many gems? How do you define being filled by the Holy Spirit? The most superficial way to be filled by the Holy Spirit is when you pray, do you feel the power of God? Whether your tongue speak very fluently or your body shaken heavily. No, that is the most superficial way to decide whether you are filled by the Holy Spirit. Some of the member questions, and brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, even before kneel down, the body still start to vibrate already. But right after get up and start to argue with other people. And then they don't pray very hard in the church and they go back home and the temple erupt, bad temper. So they question whether they were filled by the Holy Spirit, and when they pray aloud, and the body shake heavily. If we want to define the fullness of the Holy Spirit, eventually we will come out to the fruit of the Holy Spirit, your life. The life can manifest the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That we consider this person as a person being filled by the Holy Spirit. So, if we want to know whether I'm being filled by the Holy Spirit or not, it cannot define only by when you pray, whether your prayer is loud or not. You look into all the elders, they pray with only little voice. Are you saying they are not filled by the Holy Spirit? So this should not be the only criteria. You have to look into what kind of life do they live. So a person who is filled by the Holy Spirit, according to so many points we mentioned, the person filled by the wisdom. According to Ephesians chapter 1 or chapter 3, the Holy Spirit will bestow wisdom to the members who receive it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the spiritual person can judge everything, but nobody can judge him, because there was the heart of Jesus Christ inside. How can the heart of Jesus Christ come into the person? Through the Holy Spirit. So it's very evident when a person receives Holy Spirit, and it's very easy for you to understand the sermon, to understand the teaching, to understand the words of God, to understand the way of God. So it becomes a person who understands the heart of God very much, because filled by the Holy Spirit means filled with wisdom. So when a person filled by the Holy Spirit, it should be the person who is very easy to communicate. If you want to discuss with a church business or discuss with the truth, very easy. So if you talk with other Christians, they claim they have Holy Spirit, but the crucial truth related to salvation cannot come to a conclusion, same conclusion, then that spirit is problem, has problem. So when a person filled by the Holy Spirit, you discuss a difficult issue and gradually will come to the same conclusion. So if there is a problem in the church, usually we are going to resolve the problem by a meeting. And a successful meeting is after lengthy discussion, we will come to understand God's will and have the same conclusion. The example is Acts chapter 15, we are going to study later. They have a different understanding about whether the Gentile have to receive the circumcision. One side say, no, you don't have to, because that is a burden. The other side say, you have to. If you don't do so, you cannot be saved. So there's a strong different opinion. And they gather in Jerusalem and they start to discuss. But very fortunately, all those who attend the meeting were filled by the Holy Spirit. So in the initial stage, they have a very strong opinion against each other. And that gradually, in the process of discussion, they understand God's will. Because they are filled by the Holy Spirit. Spirit give them wisdom. So eventually, who sum up and give a conclusion? Who? Acts chapter 15, during the Jerusalem meeting. Who make a conclusion then all the whole issue solved? James. So James was filled with spiritual wisdom. So when he make a conclusion, there was no need to vote. Everybody say yes. So they wrote a letter say it is the Holy Spirit and us, we make a decision. Holy Spirit and us. Holy Spirit move everybody's heart and give everybody spiritual wisdom and understand this is the right direction. So spiritual wisdom is very important. So when the church have some kind of different opinion, we need to pray more and ask God open our heart. We have spiritual wisdom, can understand God's will, and then it's very easy to resolve the problem. So this is the spiritual wisdom. That a person who filled by the Holy Spirit should be the person, according to here, have power. A person who has power. So verse 8, they have great power to perform miracle, wonder, and signs. And because they possess some kind of God's power, so the grace of God was abundant. It was abundant. Filled with the Holy Spirit. So Psalm chapter 23 say, you are anointed with your oil, and this oil overflow. When a person filled by the Holy Spirit, the grace of God will overflow in this person. Filled with the grace of God. If your life never experienced any kind of grace of God, probably you are not filled by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is God Himself. Filled by the Holy Spirit means God fully dwell in you. And God is a source of His blessing. Jesus come to the world fully with grace and the truth. So if Jesus Christ fully occupy your heart through the Holy Spirit, your life will be filled with grace and the truth, understanding of the truth. So the fullness of Holy Spirit can be detected by the grace of God. The more you pray, the more you are filled by the Holy Spirit, the more you experience the grace of God in your daily life. This is the second point. And the third point, when a person filled by the Holy Spirit, you see Acts chapter 6, verse 12 to verse 15. Stephen was under persecution. Okay. And they wrongly accused him. Their accusation actually was false, not true at all. But when Stephen was under so great accusation, you see what happened to Stephen. Verse 14 and 15. Chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. And we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered to us. Actually, this is false accusation. And verse 15. And all who sat in the council, looking steadfastly at him, and saw his face as the face of the angel. So this is the proof to be filled by the Holy Spirit. So it's very easier to detect whether a person be filled by the Holy Spirit. You look at the person. When somebody says something against the person, you look into the countenance. If the countenance change into reddish, or into the yellow, or into the pale, that's not yet. Not filled with the Holy Spirit yet. If you are filled by the Holy Spirit, even some people point the finger at you, very calm. Like an angel, very calm. Because God is here. I'm afraid nothing. God is here. During the meeting, it's the same. If you are filled by the Holy Spirit, yes, you have different opinion, but you can have a very peaceful mind to speak out your opinion. But during the meeting, you can see everybody's countenance. You can know whether they are filled by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the angel, countenance like an angel. Because that kind of spiritual transformation. Your face sometimes is a reflection of your heart. If your heart fill upon your heart, and your face will shine that kind of peace of God's abundance. And this kind of peaceful face is very difficult to detect. So I heard a preacher commented the youth spiritual congregation one day in Garangu Church. The day when you come here, everybody has different face. Some people have the face of like a student because they study hard. Some people have the face of TV game. They play a lot of TV game. Some people have the face of like a football. They play a lot outside. But very fortunately, nobody has the face like a thief. The thief, the two eyes looking around, right? Right. But after a few days of hard prayer, everybody filled by the Holy Spirit, in the last 2 days, you look, everybody, the face like an angel. Reddish in the color and smiling, the face like an angel. So you keep on praying. You keep on praying until the last day of your NYTS. Everybody will look like an angel, the most beautiful person. angel. This is a spiritual transformation being filled by the Holy Spirit. Angel is the most beautiful one. So the fullness of Holy Spirit should not only confined in the voice or vibration of the body. And if we see the chapter 7, there's another point. 54 to 56. Chapter 7, 54 to 56. Okay. And when they heard these things, they were cut to heart, and that they gnashed at him with their teeth. Verse 55. But he, being filled with the Holy Spirit, gazed into the heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. You see? He was filled by the Holy Spirit, so his spiritual eyesight opened. He saw heaven. Jesus stand in the right side of God, waiting for him. So there are different kind of death. Do you know? The most meaningful death is like Stephen, being stoned to death. So if one day somebody drag you to the market, want to kill you because you believe in Jesus, thank God. That death is the most meaningful death. There are different kind of death. If people in Africa, they die because of malnutrition. The States, they die because of too much nutrition. Yes, you eat too much, exercise too little. So sometimes it's diabetes, sometimes the heart problem, and sometimes this and that. Eat too much without exercise, you have problem. You eat too much fat, and that's only the heart attack. A lot of problem will come out. And some people die different kind of ways. Die because of hard working. You're exhausted, your heart is exhausted. Some people die because of sickness. And some people die because they get very old. So there are different kind of ways of death. But the most valuable way is to die because of the Lord Jesus Christ. So life, what you should care about life is not whether you live long or short. The more you should care is the content. What is the content inside? Just like an article. The article you want to read, the best article is not regarding to whether it's long or short. The best one is the content. Stephen, even though very short, the time he was chosen as a person who served the meal to the time he was stoned to death, maybe only a few days. Very short. He served God only very short. But God was waiting for him in the kingdom of God. This is the most beautiful death. And because he was filled by the Holy Spirit, he looked into the heaven so that he saw the heaven opened. What does that really try to tell us? If a person filled by the Holy Spirit, the person is supposed to have spiritual eyesight, will care very much about the spiritual business, the spiritual value. So when a person pray aloud and vibrating very hard, and all your value, all your concept, all your concern is what the business, I don't think this person being filled by the Holy Spirit. So according to the book of Revelation, the four living creatures, the most spiritual person, like a four living creature. Do you know what are the four living creatures? Just like a lion and like an eagle, oxen, and what? The man, right? There are four living creatures in the book of Revelation. If you are a very spiritual person, like Jesus Christ, first, you will like a lion. What does that mean, lion? The lion means power. Inside you, there is a power of God, just a lion. The king of all the animals. Jesus was a lion, spiritual lion. He overcome the Satan, and he has power. The second, a spiritual person not like an oxen. Oxen means labor without complaint. Not many of you has ever witnessed how the oxen plow the field. But if you are reaching the age of 50 and above, maybe in your home country, ever saw the oxen plow the field. If you are a farmer, raise two oxen, and you tie one oxen under the tree to enjoy the shadow and cool, and you use another oxen to pull the plow, that oxen was working very hard. And that oxen, even weather very hard, the oxen will never stop and turn the back complain, how come that oxen there? And only me. Why are you only me? So the oxen will continue to pull the plow until he finished the last drop of his strength. So no wonder a lot of farmer does not like to eat the meat of oxen, because they feel that the oxen has contributed so much for them to produce something in the field. How can we eat the meat of oxen? So the spiritual person like Jesus Christ, serving God, they are not looking about others. They walk, as long as I have strength, I have time, I continue to walk until my last strength. They will never complain, how come that guy never walk? How come that sister talking there all night? And only arrange me to do. No, if you are oxen, you will never say so. This is so spiritual. The third one, the spiritual living creature is just like a man. What does it mean like a man? Man was created after the image of God. And the image of God contains two important characteristics. The one is love, the second is holiness. Looks like a man. A spiritual person looks like man. Actually, man looks like God, because man was created according to God's image. And the last one is like an eagle. Ego means, ego has its own nest. Ego had to come down and to take the food. But in the daytime, you see the ego just so freely, flying above the sky, transcend the world. So in Colossians chapter 3 say, you have to seek the things above. Seek the things above. Set your mind on the things above. That is think. Every day, besides the time you sleep for 8 hours, another 8 hours you're working in a company. How about the other time? Where is your mind? Where is your mind? If you are spiritually filled by the Holy Spirit, your mind will be like a spiritual eagle being deep up. Your mind will stay always with God, with God's business. Even you are driving, your heart is meditating God. It's good, but I'm not saying you have to close your eyes. You are driving, your heart can communicate with God. And you can feel that kind of sweetness, that kind of feeling. While you are sleeping, before you sleep, you knelt down and calm down your heart. And I have very deep communication with God. I thank you, you protect me, you guide me. You feel your heart is so close to God. Some people before they sleep, they try to watch a 30 minutes of world news. Of course, that's the way you can live your life. But all the news is the best stuff inside. The conqueror crash and this stock crash and that crash. So you lie down on bed, you have no peace of mind at all. Why not spend more time and a calm heart and communicate with God? And when God feel upon your heart, you lie down and very peacefully, you rest for one night. So the fullness of Holy Spirit, one of the characteristics is your heart always stay in God's business. Always stay in the spiritual realm. That Stephen was filled by the Holy Spirit. And the last one, what do we consider the person being filled by the Holy Spirit? Chapter 7. Verse 59. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And then he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen practiced exactly what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. You have to love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. He exactly followed that one. Today, if you are Stephen, what are you going to do? stone is keep on coming. Before I die, I kick up one stone. I threw back, and this way I can kill somebody. Right? Oh, most people will do so, right? You just want to use eye to return eye, use teeth to return teeth. Huh. That's most of people is doing, right? Oh. But Stephen is different. Huh? Stephen is different. Oh. Before he died, he knelt down and prayed. So he had the divine love, the love of Jesus Christ. Because Holy Spirit poured down the love of Jesus Christ into his heart. So he has no heart of revenge. Huh. So if everybody filled by the love of God, just like Stephen, then how wonderful the life will be. So according to Acts chapter 7 or chapter 6, what does that mean to be filled by the Holy Spirit? You must be filled by the power and the grace of God. You must be filled by the wisdom of God. You must be a change of your countenance, a peace, a very peaceful, tranquil spirit. And you must have a spiritual thought in your mind, always transcend the attraction of the world, like an eagle. And you must be the one who was filled with compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this kind of person we can consider as being filled by the Holy Spirit. So if we use Stephen as an example to examine ourselves, yes, we do have Holy Spirit, but we are very far away from being filled by the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what we have to pray continuously, spend more time to pray, because we all have to be filled by the Holy Spirit. This is chapter 7. Okay. B, we see a page 12. Is it page 12? Yeah, page 12. The speech of Stephen, the controversy of the Holy Temple, and Jews had killed the righteous. The death of Stephen, the heaven opened, the most meaningful death, and Saul was there. And his greatness is revealed. The church were persecuted, and the disciples scattered. Okay. When Stephen was under persecution. One last thing I want to mention to share with you. When Stephen was under persecution, where did Stephen look at? Which direction did Stephen look at? Sky. Why did he look at sky? Because he looked forward to heaven, the kingdom of God. So, what does that mean? Today, if you are under persecution, was under some kind of wrong accusation or misunderstanding, and you know you had nothing wrong, then you had to focus your heart on God, on Jesus Christ. Don't look on the your environment. If you look at your environment, it's very difficult for you to go through this kind of difficult situation. You go through the difficult situation, focus your eye on God. Just like Joseph, when he was sold to Egypt, he focused on God, God's promise. So, Psalm chapter 105 says, the word of God tested Joseph. How come tested Joseph? Because Joseph was in prison. Every day he kept on thinking, God told me I'm going to be great. God told me. Now, that's focus on God's promise. That's easy for you to go through the trial. And when Saul was under the persecution, David was under persecution from Saul. The Bible says the heart of David was so close to God. He focused his heart on God. Outwardly, he was chased around on the mountain. But inwardly, he focused his heart on God. That's exactly what we have to learn. When you are under the tribulation or under the trial of God, for example, you are sick, focus on God. If you focus on God, then it's easier for you to pass. One day, Pastor Yang went to Africa with me. I think you heard about his testimony. His temperature, skin temperature, is warmer than me. So the mosquito always bite him. So one day he was scratching the whole body. I can see just like a red bean, the whole body, the whole leg covered. And he was unable, he get irritated. He was unable to sleep. Finally, he started to think. Think about Jesus Christ. Think about God. Gradually, when he focused on Jesus Christ, on God, and he testified that his heart gradually calmed down and fall asleep. So when somebody do something to you, you feel really very uncomfortable, get irritated. Don't focus on somebody's face. Don't imagine somebody's face. Don't imagine how people treat you bad. Imagine Jesus Christ. Focus on him. Focus on his words. Focus on his promise. And then your heart will calm down and become very peaceful. So Stephen, when he was stoned to death, he looked at heaven. Instead of looking at the one who going to throw him, then it's very difficult for him to endure. And that's the lesson we can learn. Chapter 8. The result of the martyrdom of Stephen, the persecution from Stephen. Chapter 8, verse 1. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the region of the Judea, Samaria, except the apostles. So because of this great persecution, also the members dispersed to everywhere. And because the members dispersed to everywhere, the complete gospel was reached out to everywhere. So persecution itself has some profound will of God inside. In that one moment, maybe the member was unable to understand how come God allowed a righteous person to be stoned to death. This question man never can answer. But after a few years back, when they look into how the gospel spread, all of a sudden, they were sing a hymn of praise. Oh, your will is so wonderful. Now, so sometimes the will of God is very clear in front of you. The will of God in front of you, very clear. And sometimes you have to pass through a period of time, and you turn back your head, and you can understand God's will. It's not necessary all the time you know what is God's will. Abraham, when he was 75 years old, he knew God's will. God wanted him to have an only begotten son. So he looked forward to that only son for 25 years. God's will, very clear in front of him. But Joseph, when he was betrayed, when he was sold in Egypt, he didn't understand what was God's will. Maybe he prayed a lot, but he still didn't understand God's will. And in order to keep himself away from sin, he was trapped into the prison. I believe he prayed a lot in the prison. God, I did not do this. Please rescue me out of the prison. But God did not listen. So a lot of question, he was unable to get answer from God. More than 13 years. One day, all of a sudden, he was elevated to become the prime minister. And he looked back his past experience. All of a sudden, he understood God's will. Oh, previously, you mean evil to me, but it is the will of God to send me here to prepare the great famine for you. Oh, so everybody, you are still very young. You have a long way to go. Sometimes you will understand what is God's will ahead of you. And you have to rely on faith, keep on praying and waiting and trusting and waiting until God's timing is up, until your spirituality reaches to a certain degree, and you are going to receive whatever God will give to you. But sometimes you have to pass through a period of time without understand what is God's will. But when you turn back, you are going to give thanks to God. This is exactly God's will. The same thing, Stephen was stoned to death. In that one moment, we don't know what is God's will. But sooner, later on, then the gospel spread to Antioch, and from the Antioch as a missionary base, and the gospel reached to the Asia Minor, and from Asia Minor reached to Europe, and they understand, oh, the death of Stephen played a very important role for the spreading of the gospel. Since the church in Jerusalem is so good, is so spiritual, so much grace of God, so joyful, so powerful, everybody doesn't like to move, because that place is just like heaven in the earth. Nobody wants to move. If nobody wants to move, how can the Acts chapter 1 verse 8 been fulfilled? It's impossible. And since the book of Acts serves as a blueprint, now let us look into TJC's development. TJC starts from China, from Beijing, in 1917. Until 1948, it's about 30 years. Within the 30 years, almost spread major provinces, including Taiwan, and including part of Southeast Asia. And 1938, the mainland China were under control of communists. So the headquarters moved to Taiwan. And because some kind of instability, not very stable politically, or some kind of because of educational reason, so a lot of youth from Taiwan migrated. A lot of members migrated to everywhere. In the United States, 1960, the student come here to study. 1970, come here study. So 1970s, the San Francisco Church established. 1970s, El Monte Church was established. Two-thirds of them are students. And gradually, they built a foundation. Today, we have 16 churches with 2,000 membership. This is God's will. Original, we don't know. Original, in 1960s, in Taiwan now, part of the elder or deacon, part, not all, they think about any youth go to United States because they love the world. So that is really they went to United States. But later on, one of the elder came to the States in 1970s or 1980s. They witnessed the student here come here for graduate study. They love God so much, and they work for God so much. So that elder totally changed his concept and went back to Taiwan, say, come to state and study here is right. It's right. Because he witnessed the change, spiritual transformation. The same thing, you go to Australia, you go to New Zealand. Right now, Australia, we have four churches. New Zealand, we have two churches. Most of them are immigrants. You go to the South America, in Argentina, and there is a church. In Chile, there is a church. In São Paulo, and there was a prayer house. All of them are immigrants. So the five major continents, we do have the church. And these churches will serve a base for the future world evangelism. So in a very short period of time, we don't understand why so many people migrated to other countries. But in the long run, we understand the reason. Because God wants the complete gospel to spread all over the world. So exactly fulfill the pattern of the development of the apostolic church. There's a and Acts chapter 8. And from Acts chapter 8, verse 4 onwards, you can see the Philip went to Samaria and preached. So originally, seven person was chosen as a deacon. So the meaning of the deacon is a servant. So in the church, we have three kind of so-called sacred worker being ordained. It's elder and deacon and a pastor or a preacher. These three different kinds of ordained minister, they carry different duties. So we are not saying the church has some kind of hierarchy structure. No. You know the pastor law, right? Previously was called Deacon Law. And Pastor Tsai, he is going to come here next week. Previously was called Deacon Zai. Still some people still cannot change. They continue to call him Deacon Zai. So you call him Deacon Zai, he's going to say yes. You call him Pastor Zai, he's going to say yes. Oh, right. And how come they change, make this change? Because our understanding of the Bible become more clear. If your duty is to preach the gospel, then you should be considered a pastor. But if your duty is to take care of the administration work, then you are ordained as a deacon. And when the age advances to a certain degree, you become very mature spiritually, then you can be ordained as an elder, as an overseer of the church. So they have a different kind of function. It doesn't mean which one is higher and which one is lower. So it doesn't mean right now you become a preacher, after a few years you can become pastor. If you work hard, a few years later you become deacon, and eventually you will become elder. Not that way. That's different duty. And one or two of the ordained worker, deacons, they have the gift of preaching the gospel. And Philip was one of them. Philip was have the great power of God, and they started to preach the gospel. Chapter 8, verse 8. And that there was great joy in the city. How come there was a great joy in the city? Because a lot of people received the grace of God. So there was great joy. So joy come from the grace of God, come from the love of God. And there was an incident happened in verse 9. A soldier called Simon converted to Christ because they saw the miracle performed by God through Stephen. Verse 9, Verse 10. To whom they all gave heed for the least of the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Verse 11. And they hid him because he had astonishing them with his sorceries for a long time. So even the sorcerer possesses a certain kind of power. But that kind of power cannot compare with the power of God. So those who practice black magician, how come they can attract so many people? Because they possess some certain degree of power. Just like a Simon. So a lot of people was attracted by his power. And he considered himself, according to 10, he considered himself the mighty messenger of God, the great messenger of God. So it's very different from the church. In the church, anyone who had great work through, by the power of God, always very humble. But when a person possessed by evil spirit, if the person did something unusual, always grows this person. That's the difference. The work from God will make a person to be humble, glorified from God to God. The work from Satan will make a person become proud and glorify himself. That's the difference. And now we see verse 14. Verse 14 to verse 19, this incident usually being quoted when we talk with other denomination. When did you receive Holy Spirit? The members in Samaria, they believe in Jesus, right? Even they received the baptism. Did they receive Holy Spirit? Yes or no? How do you know? verse 16. For yet, as yet had fallen upon none of them, Holy Spirit did not fall upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So you can understand very clearly, receiving the Holy Spirit and receiving the baptism and believing in Jesus maybe have three different kind of timing. I believe in Jesus today, maybe I baptize tomorrow, and I receive the Holy Spirit the day after tomorrow. They are related, but the timing may be different. And sometimes receiving the baptism is exactly the same timing with receiving the Holy Spirit. Because some of the members, right after they came out of the water, they start to speak in tongues, they receive the Holy Spirit. This exactly fulfilled in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. But most often, three different timing. Some Christian claim that once you believe, you already have Holy Spirit. If you quote this verse, how should they explain? Very difficult to explain, because the answer is very clear. Holy Spirit did not descend on anybody. They only received the baptism. 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying of the apostles' hand, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. He tried to purchase the gift of God with money. And Peter said to him, your money perish with you, because you thought the gift of God can be purchased with money. Perish with you. So once you are saved forever. Is that right? Of course not. You see, the Simon who played the black magician, he believed, he converted to Christ. But he tried to purchase the gift of God with money. If he did not repent, he is going to perish. So it doesn't mean once you believe, you will be saved forever. No. In the final judgment, God is going to look into your behavior. The time God chose you, God did not look into your behavior. No, how much sin you committed doesn't matter, as long as you are waiting to repent and believe in Jesus. And Jesus is going to justify you, wash away all your sin, everything being cleansed up, just like as white as snow. But after you believe in Jesus Christ, we have to transform our life. In the final judgment, God is going to judge not only how much you believe, but also what kind of life you live. Will judge your behavior. Now, let's come to next one. In 2 minutes, we are going to finish. Verse 26, chapter 8, verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip and said, arise and go to the south along the road, and which go down to Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. While Philip was working mightily in that city, Samaria, and Holy Spirit moved him, go to the desert. It's beyond your ration. If you use your own ration to think, right now God is working, so Philip is supposed to stay in that city. So more people can be baptized, more people can receive the grace of God. But Holy Spirit moved him, go to the desert. And Philip just obediently go to the desert. Why? Because God has another work for him to do. There will be a pillar of the church in Ethiopia. So nowadays, some people say Ethiopia, the Christianity, the history of Christianity in Ethiopia more than almost reached to 2,000 years old, Ethiopia. And the Christianity was introduced to Ethiopia through the eunuch of the Ethiopia in Acts chapter 9. And we mentioned this already in the Beatitude, a different kind of blessing. The eunuch was very humble, and he was thirsty about the Lord Jesus. So while he was in the chariot, he was reading the book Isaiah. He was very humble. So when Philip asked him, do you know what you are reading? He said, nobody teach me. How should I know? And then God opened his heart. He understands the truth. And he received the baptism. And after he received the baptism, verse 39. Now when they came out of the water, the spirit of the Lord called Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. This is the most effective way to travel. The Spirit of God called Philip away and take him to another place and preach. No need to purchase a ticket waiting in the airport. God has a miraculous way to work. So we come to chapter 8. We still have three more sections, tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening, let me see, tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening, the first section of Sunday. So we are going to complete to 28 chapters. So we have to speed up. Later on, a lot of missionary trip journey, we can go faster. But please preview from chapter 9 to chapter 28.